This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder.
Unfamiliar with the concept, this is Good Days American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to introduce you to yet another person who's making it in America as a farmer, the issues that farmers have, the problems that farmers have, how especially American family farmers are dealing with some of these problems. Every week on this program, I reach out to somebody who has done it right, having a good experience. There are people who are family farmers or who are running farm businesses. There are people who are in the local board movement who are very interested in our conversations here on this program. You can always send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what it is that you would like me to discuss, people that you want me to meet or have the audience meet. This program has become very successful because there is a very strong and loyal audience to this issue. Even though we don't have less than 2% of the people in this country are now producing the food for all of us and for many people around the world because of a lot of advances, things have gone too far for many of the American family farmers, and so I'm trying to put a halt to that in my own way using my experience as a broadcaster and as a dairy farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I think that helps me to understand better what's going on, and because I have some resources here, it gives me the opportunity to get people on to discuss how I advocate and how they advocate for the family farm. So every week, hopefully, you'll make this a priority. You can find the podcasts in any number of places, including DougSteffen.com, TuneIn Radio. It's on Stitcher. It's on GCN Live. It's on CRN and Radio America. I mean, I can just go through a litany of them. If you go to DougSteffen.com or DJV.com, DJVshow.com, you can find access to this. If you don't happen to hear it 1 week, you can go back. It's kind of like now you can watch all the television shows by going to Netflix or to the website of the networks. The question comes on who's doing what on farms. More and more women are actively running, owning, operating farms. This is a good sign as far as I'm concerned. I think the more people that we have who have sensitivity to the animals, you know, it doesn't mean that you're always going to run everything. Everybody doesn't do everything the way that everybody else. You know, it's not going to be mass approval of certain things. But, you know, in my life, I have found that if I say and then act as I say, what I believe becomes what I demonstrate. And so in this circumstance, I'm not somebody who eats meat. I'm not a vegetarian. I do eat some fish, but not much. I don't like to eat, I just don't like to eat flesh. That's just me. I don't criticize people for doing it. It's something that actually is good for you because we all need protein. I just have to find my protein elsewhere. And so I stay away from the discussion of animals and what happens to them as they go through the process to be prepared. What I thought you'd find interesting is meeting America's pig farmer. There's a website, americaspigfarmer.com, americaspigfarmer.com. And there you can learn about Carrie Underley. She happens to be the author of the James Beard-nominated book, The Art of Beef Cutting. She's a principal of Range, Inc., which is a meat academy. She's third-generation butcher, travels the country conducting meat training seminars and demonstration. So this is a fascinating world. Carrie, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So, there are a lot of people who are, the locals are into farm to table. It's become kind of a foodie buzzword. But when it comes to raising animals or raising produce, as far as that's concerned, there are people who are trying to make it easier to bring the farm and the products from the farm to restaurants and to your table. So as a female butcher, you're working through, is it the same sort of thing that women find in other industries? Is there a glass ceiling here?
Well, yes, there is. One of the things that I've been fortunate enough to do is, you know, being a butcher sounds kind of a little unusual, but I'm a third-generation butcher, and not realizing that I would stay in the business my whole life, I started apprenticing to make more money so I could put my way through college. And my experience of writing the book of Art of Beef Cutting, everybody realized that I was a woman. And, you know, I never focused on that. I was just trying to you know, earn an honest living and put my way through college. And then the woman thing came up. And it was just, you know, I think a lot of women don't focus on being women, but there are hurdles and challenges for women, obviously, in certain male-dominated industries, and farming and meat production is definitely, obviously, a male-centric business.
Yeah, let's talk about specific things, though, that you've gone through. You're at the forefront of this growing movement. There are a lot of female butchers around now.
Sure.
And I wonder how you feel you're changing the meat industry, because that's some of the challenges. The way the good old boys have done it, they don't like to have new ideas. They want to do it the old way, right? Isn't that what you face pretty much every day?
I do. So one of the projects that I've worked on that I think has kind of helped break a little bit of that feeling, I haven't completely cracked through it yet, but I've done a lot of work helping develop new cuts, working on the Flatiron and the Denver cut, and trying to help farmers add value to their meat animals. And by doing that, that kind of brought people's attention to this, you know, this different work that women can do. This week, actually, I was out in outside of Boston, and we conducted a Women in Meat Northeast conference.
Really? Where in Boston? I'm in suburban Boston. Where was this held?
We were out in Petersham, out at Harvard Forest.
Yep.
So we went out, and this was our first one for the Northeast, and we put it together in 3 months, and we had farmers, chefs, educators, myself, other women butchers, and we got together, and it was just so powerful because, you know, they all talked about being in this male-dominated industry, so we had a sheep farmer from Maine. We had a chef from Finger Lakes, New York. We've had folks from the Boston area, and we all just talked about challenges. We cut up meat. We talked about how to merchandise it and sell it at farmers markets. You know, women, it was just so powerful. And I'm always amazed at how that works. Sometimes the guys get upset because they want to go, but there's plenty of conferences.
Yeah, well, that's part of the glass ceiling stuff. We'll continue in a moment. Carrie Underley, who has written the book The Art of Beef Cutting, is someone who has taught around the country, continues to run these seminars, as she's demonstrating here with a conversation about what happened here in New England this past week. But ways that you can learn how to, in your circumstance, perhaps if you're selling your own beef and meat, lamb, pork, whatever, at your farm, there will be some help here, helpful hints and directions on where you can go to get more specific information. Speaking of more specific information, every day I am asked about super beets and whether or not super beets are, is it the real deal? Is this, come on, Doug, you're just getting paid to be a spokesperson, so you tell stories. No, I tell the truth. And the secret here is in the dietary nitrates in the beets. Your body will convert them into nitric oxide as soon as they get into your body, which is a miracle molecule molecule for arteries, open them up, get more circulation to your muscles, to your brain, to your body's organs, everywhere. This is something that the food comes, these non-GMO beets come from the dirt. And what's in the dirt is important for the people who are developing these beets, and they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and you get them in a canister, and you put a teaspoon into a glass of water or a smoothie. With each teaspoon, you get three beets, and these beets with their nitric oxide in them open up the arteries so that you have more blood getting everywhere. That improves your heart health, keeps your the thing that is the indicator of your body falling apart is blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, it's death. So you want to keep it where it is. As long as, I mean, a lot of people are starting this in their 20s and 30s. It's basically, if you're in your 40s and you're concerned about your blood pressure, you ought to be on this. Super Beets work brilliantly for tens of thousands of men and women who are worried about their blood pressure. You're looking for a boost in performance. This is the way to get it. Dial 800-655-4183. Very convincing information you get in the book Beat the Odds, which comes with your first order. Call, order for the first time from Super Beets. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with that order. 800-655-4183. Call now while you're thinking about it. Get more energy. Get yourself into that right zone physically. 800-655-4183. This is for everybody. You can order them online as well at DougLikesBeats.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
As a parent, I've got a lot on my plate, taking the kids to soccer practices, chess club, and field trips. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for all their events is fun and easy. Talk about a time saver. And my kids are all smiles and shirts they love.
For all your school needs, choose Custom Ink. Show your spirit with custom shirts, backpacks, hoodies, and more. All the gear you need all year long. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your school today at CustomInk.com.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Here's to the farmer, the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Yes, I'm an American family farmer, along with Carrie Underley, who is the pig farmer of the year, the 2016 pig farmer of the year in our country. She's the author of a book about cutting beef. She does something that is very unusual, although her family's been in this for a long time, and that's how I'm sure you got taught. Right, Carrie? Your father and grandfather were experts in this field. It's really pretty amazing as we look at agriculture in our country, past and present. I bet you have great conversations with your grandfather, or did, with regard to things that have been done before and how it's been done and now the way things are changing. I'm really a novice here. I have no knowledge whatsoever. What I remember, actually what horrified me when I was a kid, going to a slaughterhouse, I may have been, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, and I saw the head of an Angus in a bucket, and it just threw me, I mean, I didn't know what to think of it. And I think I began thinking, because I believe these critters are here with reason and the same kind of spirit stuff as affects humans, and they make choices. As you know, I mean, we all make choices about stuff when we come in, and some have chosen to be part of the food chain. It's just the way that it works. You may not think about it that way, but that's, you know, we all have different ideas and different ways of thinking about it. So when I saw that, I kind of started to be turned off. But I ate meat as a kid and growing up until I had a thought as a young adult when I had my cows, and I thought that these cows are there, my friends. I treat them like pets. I had 500 cows at one point in time. It's hard to treat them all as pets, but I did, and I would never send my cows to slaughter. My cows never went to slaughter. They all give them away to people who would take care of them with the agreement not to slaughter them. I kept a lot of them retirement on my farm. That's just my way of of appreciating what these animals have done. But some of these animals come into the world to be eaten. That's what the beef business is all about. And same with sheep and pigs and chickens and whatever else. So for those, I don't make judgments. I just say I don't eat my friends, and I'll leave it at that. Although I will tell you, I've been into some of these monstrous, and you probably have been too, these monstrous slaughterhouses, or the in reality, if you are growing chicken, let's say for Tyson or Purdue, and what happens to the chickens, if you ever went into, as I say this to people, you ever go into a slaughterhouse and see what they do to these chickens, you'd never have another bite of chicken in your life. But I suspect it's different with you because you handle each one of these animals individually, right?
Well, let me just back up a second. So,
yeah.
Brad Greenway is the pig farmer of the year. So I was the judge, and I went out to talk to him and looked at his farm. So I'm not the pig farmer of the year, although I wish I was.
Oh, I thought you were. I don't know where I got that information.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so, but that's all right. Yeah, when it comes to, you know, just like you said, animals are put on this earth. Some animals are born to enter the meat cycle. And, you know, I think consumers now are being more aware at how animals are raised and how they're cared for. I mean, we all want animals to be raised humanely.
Yep.
We like to say they have a great life and a really bad couple moments. And that's kind of the goal for the American farmers, to make sure that that animal, if it's a pig on pasture, some hogs are raised in barns, and if they're in a cold environment, you don't want them to freeze, so you know they stay monitored with temperature. But we're really starting to see kind of this movement on how animals are raised and cared for, and like I said, the consumer is really starting to drive that change. And when, you know, farm to table is kind of somewhat of a buzzword in a way, but what that's really exposed is when we want to buy local and it's carrots and lettuce. That's pretty simple.
Let's hold that thought for a few moments. Carrie Enderle is with me on the American Family Farmer.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
I'm Dr. Rico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. How do you decide whether a person who wants to be a judge is worthy of your vote? For me, the decision is usually influenced by a milkshake. Let me explain. A few years ago, McDonald's was sued after a customer who spilled a milkshake in his lap while driving crashed into another car. Incredibly, the lawsuit claimed that McDonald's should have warned about drinking a milkshake while driving. That's right, I said a milkshake, not hot coffee. This crazy lawsuit was eventually dismissed, but it cost the restaurant a lot of money. Yet when the restaurant asked the judge to enforce the law against frivolous lawsuits by penalizing the person who sued them, the judge said no. He actually said the plaintiff shouldn't be penalized for being, quote, creative and imaginative. Let's be fair. If a judge is more concerned with creativity than personal responsibility, that's not a judge I want on the bench. And that's why I always ask a judge who wants my vote about spilled milkshakes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
On the American family farmer, something we have not talked about on this program, and I've been doing this for a couple of years, the focus on beef and pork and lamb and how they are prepared. As Carrie Underly was saying a few minutes ago, the consumer is driving a lot of changes in the produce business. Not when I say produce, I'm talking about the whole area, Carrie, not just sometimes people refer to produce as lettuce and tomatoes and corn and the green leafy stuff. But I think that you could say beef and pork and meat was produce as well, don't you think?
It's sustainable, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, How do you find the local born? Well, this program is aimed at helping people who are family farmers, people like you who run businesses that are dependent on the farm or supportive of the farm, and the locavores who are buying your products. And so over the last, especially 4 or 5 years, I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, and we had 4,000 customers that came from miles around to buy the raw milk. And they drove the business. We had a lot of ice cream and good things, raw cheeses that were sold at the store. I didn't sell any meat, although at the end somebody convinced me to sell a little bit of fish. But I stopped during the bad weather a year or so ago, and I'm going to open up again next year. But I see really strong evidence, of the locavores pushing the movement as well they ought to. You see the resistance to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would be horrible for the American family farmer. People are savvy now, don't you think? They really kind of know what's going on.
They do, and they're more involved in how animals are raised. So, you know, when you're out east here with family farms, you have a couple ways you can raise animals, and when you're buying local, typically what you're buying is free-range or pasture-raised. So the animals are actually out in the environment doing their natural, for a pig example, they're out socializing, they're rooting in the ground, you know, they're rolling in the mud. That's what they do, you know, to maintain their heat. And when the animal is out moving and exercising, you're going to see a different color in the meat. It's, for example, pork. We always think of pork as the other white meat. Mm-hmm. Consumers told us for years that they wanted lean pork. The producers gave them lean pork. But now we realize that some healthy fat and even animal fat can be a good part of our diet. And so when you look at pasture-raised chickens and pasture-raised pork, you're starting to see the flavor, you're seeing the muscles develop, and that helps impart flavor into our local meat system.
So under the circumstances, the high quality or the better quality that comes from the local animals, how do we find that in the stores? How does what you do translate? Because you've just described very well the difference between the stuff that's raised in a positive environment versus the stuff on the factory farms. So how do people find this? How do you do? Do you work on all sorts of animals, the stuff that comes from the aforementioned factory farms, or do you just find yourself working on animals that have come from the new age of thinking how to raise animals?
I've definitely worked on all of it, but now what you're really seeing is this push towards local and also women farmers getting involved. The way to look for it, obviously, would be if you have the ability to go to a farmer's market. You're seeing more local farms selling pasture-raised meats there. There are you could probably do a Google search in your area, depending on where you're at in the country, to find some of those farms. Even some grocery stores are starting to partner with local growers to bring in and local meat. So, and if you don't find it at the grocery store, the consumer has the power to start asking for it. You know, tell them what you want, that you want pasture-raised pork or antibiotic-free. The consumer has the ability to vote for this, and so that's where the power is. And we're seeing a change.
Yeah, vote with your purchases.
Yeah, definitely.
Communication. The biggest part of this, though, I think, is communication. Some of the state farm schools, Penn State, for example, University of Massachusetts, are some of these areas that, along with the Farmers and Rancher Alliance and some of these other groups, are teaching people through communication. We understand it as farmers, and people who are locavores understand what they want. They don't know necessarily how to get it. And I think that's really where the rubber hits the road. Whether you go, the local butcher shop is gone for the most part. Mm-hmm. You work in a grocery store, or you work in a food store, and sometimes people never see the person that is cutting the meat, although there are people that work in the grocery stores that sort of feign being butchers. But most of the stuff by the time it gets to the store is pretty well cut up, isn't it, these days?
That's the tradition. That's definitely the way it's been in the past. But for me, being a passionate person about the trade and trying to help people with jobs, is that the local butcher shop is starting to come back.
Is
and
it?
Again, it's definitely part of this movement. So if you're in a larger city, most of them now are having the smaller butcher shops that are coming up. And what's different about the local butcher shop is we have this need now for local. So, the animals now can have a final destination. They're bringing in whole animals. They're doing the fresh sausages. They're curing, making like sausages and charcuterie and stuff like that. So they are coming back, which, being a third generation butcher is something that I didn't see would happen. Mm-hmm. And that's also a good news, but it's because consumers are looking for local products. And so if you can't get it at the farmer's market, now we're starting to develop more local butcher shops.
All right, I'm not doing a good job here of focusing on what is the largest, or maybe for some, the largest element of this, the women who are changing the meat industry. How many women would you say you come across? You're someone who does lectures, you go across the country conducting meat training seminars, demonstrations, etc. You were just talking about being in New England a while ago. How many women were there to learn the trade from you?
We had 35 women who came to the one here in New England. A couple weeks ago, I was down in North Carolina, and we had 75 women at that event. And again, these are farmers, chefs, and butchers, and we're all trying to connect each other with the food supply. So, if you have a local butcher shop and you're looking for meat, well then, let me introduce you to Susan. She's a hog farmer. Or let me introduce you to Mary. She has grass-fed beef. And so we're starting to create that network for these women, and also butchers, women butchers that are also getting involved as well. And so it's really just about connecting the network so we can get the food chain supply to the consumer with the products that they want, what they are wanting.
Well, you said something earlier on that I took note of, that there are new cuts. How do you come up with new cuts? An animal is an animal is an animal. So what's different? What are you finding that appeals to people more or differently that is part of the same animal that we've been raising for tens of thousands of years?
Yeah, so if we're kind of sticking to the local, if the butcher has to bring in that whole hog or a whole shredded beef, they have to sell every single piece. It's not like in modern meat production where everything can have its special market and it goes off to different places. So there's been research done through the University of Nebraska and the University of Florida that analyzed muscles from specifically from beef, and they also did this for pork, looking for muscles that were tender and flavorful. And a lot of these we found were in areas of specifically beef that were considered pot roast. And so by unique cutting techniques, we're able to actually give more healthier cuts, right-sized portions. People talk about sustainability, and I always encourage them to look for smaller portions. We don't need to eat a 12-ounce steak.
Mm-hmm.
4 ounces is a healthy portion.
Yeah.
So by identifying these unique cuts, we're helping the farmer make more money, we're helping the butcher be sustainable, and we're giving consumers healthier, smaller portions that they can put on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for pork, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of smaller portions, too.
All right, I want to spend a few minutes talking about poultry with you when we come back again. Our conversation with Carrie Underley, who has written a book called The Art of Beef Cutting, is a third-generation butcher, and bringing women into this call is something that she's passionate about, as you're going to hear, and I'm betting she's pretty good at her job. 43 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here.
It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
47 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. A few more minutes with Carrie Underlee, the author of The Art of Beef Cutting, challenges that she faces. We've talked a lot about beef and pork here. I wonder about poultry and what the future is for big birds, small birds. It's coming up on Thanksgiving. Anything new under the sun there, or it is what it is?
Well, primarily it is what it is. There are some initiatives, and more people are raising pasture-raised chicken. What you have to be prepared for is you're going to be willing to pay for it. People are used to paying, you know, when you go to the traditional grocery store.
People want cheap food. Americans want cheap food.
They do. And so if you're going to get a pasture-raised chicken, it's going to cost you, a whole chicken's going to cost you $20 or $30. If you want a pasture-raised turkey for Thanksgiving, I mean, it's going to be anywhere from probably $50 to $100, which isn't what you're typically used to seeing.
They used to use it for lost leaders at the supermarket, $25 for a turkey. You wonder, how the heck does the person that grows that turkey all year long make a nickel on the turkey at that price? Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, I was a recovering retailer. I used to do that. I bought the turkeys. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, once again, it's choice. So, you know, look for free-range chicken. And, you know, that doesn't always mean that they're outside just roaming around. So it means they have access to outdoors. You really just have to be an informed consumer and read your labels. And
all right. We got a few seconds left here. What sort of apprenticeship programs are there, if any, for butchers, men or women? Are there any places to go to learn this trade?
You know what? That's kind of my passion. I'm working desperately to develop a butchery trade school. Some folks get some apprenticeship programs with their local grocery stores, but a lot of that's been phased out because of the way we produce meat. And so now that we're having this shift towards local and the local butcher shop, there's a demand to put these skills back in people's hands. We always know that if we make food with our hands, it's more healthy, and that also can go for animal protein as well.
All right. So, check out the website. AmericasPigFarmer.com. AmericasPigFarmer.com. Carrie Underly here with us on the American Family Farmer. Thank you.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields. Now 53 after the hour, this week's American Family, say it again, Doug, American Family Farmer, a broadcast that's sort of right close to my heart. Now this comment, as I think back upon what we just were talking about here, the history of a certain type of farming, I was thinking back to what I learned on one of my trips to Israel about farming in the Middle East, because that's where farming began, you know. Farming didn't start... A lot of us think, okay, well, it started with our the people who came over in the Mayflower. No, there have been farmers for tens of thousands of years. And in the central Jordan Valley, there's a 10,000-year-old village called Ein Gazal. The inhabitants there lived in stone houses. They had timber roof beams. The walls and floors had plaster on them 10,000 years ago. There were lots of people who lived there. They buried their dead under the floors of their houses. They had an interesting history, the farmers did. They decapitated, if the family member died, they decapitated the bodies and decorated their skulls and had them in their homes as a tribute to the people who were in their family who died before them. Imagine us doing that to imagine you having the skull of your mother hanging on the mantle, but that's what they used to do. Fascinating culture. There was something else, though, about this area, and it's recently intrigued archaeologists. As it turns out, it's one of the first farming villages to have emerged after the dawn of what we, I suppose, consider modern agriculture. Around this settlement, farmers raised barley and wheat and lentils. Villagers would go away for months at a time to herd sheep and goats in the hills and bring them back in the wintertime. This town and others like it provided a glimpse of one of the most important transitions in our history, in the history of humanity. The movement that people domesticated plants and animals, they settled down in a community, and they began to produce the kind of society in which most of us live today, a community of people with work, but most of the work was around how they fed themselves. Most of the original settlers, most of the people over the last 10, 20,000 years have spent their whole lives, all of their life, raising food for them to eat. Enormous questions they had to deal with. How did this all start? And how did it spread to other parts of the world? I find this kind of stuff fascinating. And because of what they've done in the DNA department, the extraction from some of the skeletons they found in this village and other areas of the Middle East and the Near East, there have been some ideas that have been long held by historians that are wrong. Agriculture, domestication, it was one in the same. And what's more, you look at this, some of this new data shows that early farmers would leave a tremendous mark on history. Whether you be in Asia, in the Middle East, whether you're up in Europe, some of the ancestry there became part of the history of farming, because as they moved, they grew barley and wheat. And that's how it was transferred to other parts. As they nomadically moved, they brought the seeds with them and were able to continue. That was how civilization changed. They brought the means of production with them. And so with this, the beginning of what I guess we'd call the agricultural revolution changed us a lot. The hunter-gatherers became domesticators of plants and animals. They didn't wander anymore. They built villages and towns and grew the animals where they were. They didn't go looking for them. They just grew them there. And that's where the stable food supply allowed populations to explode. Without that, we would not, we'd still be like cavemen if this movement hadn't changed the way we lived. Hundreds and thousands of miles, people moved from what is today Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Israel and Jordan and went up to Europe through Greece and Turkey, and brought their crops and their livestock and the tools for their preparation with them. This actually goes back, according to the what they found in doing the carbon dating, 11, 12,000 years ago, into the area of the Fertile Crescent. Remember the Indiana Jones movie, the focus on the Fertile Crescent? Well, that's where it was, in Jordan and Israel, an area known as the Southern Levant. We hear a lot of that today with ISIS and Daesh, but it started back there, the reference to this area, and what a wonderful tag to history, understanding where what we do for a living all started in that area. As a matter of fact, some of it goes back 23,000 years to the shores of the...
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.